You know, Brittany, nothing gives me naked confidence like hitting the gym first thing in the morning. The rush, the endorphins, it just sets the tone for the entire day.
Ooh, I like that. Naked confidence.
Yeah.
It's all about the perfect playlist for me. The right music can uplift my mood instantly.
You know what a close second is for me?
What's that?
Not stinking. That's why I use Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. It's like a secret weapon against odor, powered by mandelic acid.
Yeah, you're odor-free for up to 72 hours. I love how Lumi tackles every odor concern with natural ingredients, and I appreciate its versatility. I've tried it everywhere, from pits to feet. It never disappoints. Plus, it's baking soda-free and pH balanced for safe use.
And the fact that it's clinically proven to block odor all day, well, that's a game changer.
Definitely. And with Lumi Starter Pack, new customers can get $5 off with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com. It's a great deal for a fresh start.
Don't miss out on feeling confident everywhere you go. Visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code TLC for a special discount.
That's LumiDeodorant.com. Cheers to confidence with Lumi.
So I started doing things that was scary to me. So I didn't know how to swim and I would go scuba diving, right? I was fearful of, heights like everybody is, or when you're flying in an airplane. So I jumped off an airplane, right? I went bungee jumping.
Just jumped off.
Basically, like, yeah, no, like, I mean, skydiving basically.
No, I'm kidding.
See, well, skydiving, of course. Yeah, skydiving. not just jumped off the plane and I still survived without a parachute, without any.
I'm out of here, world.
Yeah, because that's how we do it.
You're listening to the Laughing Couple podcast with your hosts, Brittany and Ryan Ostafy. Join them weekly as they discuss topics such as relationships, kids, sex, parenting, all unfiltered and all with a healthy dose of laughter. Please welcome your hosts, Brittany and Ryan Ostafy.
Okay, so before we... Hello, everyone. Before
Hello.
Before we dive in, we have a guest today.
Yes, we do.
His name is Ajet. Ajet. Honestly, like, you'll hear me in the podcast, and I feel like I messed up his name, and I tried so hard.
Ajet.
Ajet. Yeah, but it makes me want to say it, like, spicy, like Ajet. Anyways, doesn't matter. I do. So I wanted to...
keep this super professional.
Well, it's a very interesting podcast if you're looking into self-coaching because he is insanely successful. But before we get into that, I wanted to briefly discuss, because typically when we have a guest, I like to go on socials if they have a social account and I like to look at their top posts or reels or whatever. It gives you just like an insight into like what stuff is trending for them, what is important, what has really done well in the community. And he has a reel and it's just a small clip, but I was like, wow, this is such an interesting thing to do. So basically he's on a podcast and he's talking about how if you want to get into like self-development or personal growth or whatever, one of the best things that you can do is write a list of your, did you see this one?
Nope.
So he's like, write a list of a couple of your closest friends, okay? And write their emails down. Include one or two family members and also include some colleagues. And write them an email and say something along the lines of like, hey, I'm looking to, you know, do some personal growth here. If you could respond back to me and support me in this journey by telling me, you know, what you would think that my biggest strengths are just in life in general, whether that's work related, whether that's relationship related, whatever it is. And then give me also a couple areas of something that I could improve on. And so then you get this list of 10 different people who really, if you're thinking about it, family, friends, colleagues, it's a pretty good like list of people who would know you in all aspects of life. And then you can take this real life information
because
realistically, if you're like, I want to change, everyone has an ego. They're not going to really see the maybe things that your brain would just protect you from. So I think that's it's confronting, but in a positive way because you're sandwiching some like strengths there, but it also gives you a really good perspective of who you are and what you bring to the world and what maybe you could improve on. I was just like, that is so freaking brilliant. And it's easy. Like, it's not something that you're like, well, I want to get into coaching. How am I going to improve myself? This is such a good step one, I would say.
Well, part of coaching, the early stages of coaching, is putting a mirror up, right? So if you are in the process of or desire to get coaching, it's because you're looking to level up mm-hmm. in some category in your life. Well, in order to level up, one of the fastest ways to level up is to know where you are at. Mm-hmm. And it is very interesting. I've never heard this. I think that's brilliant.
Is that so smart?
Because you get a perspective that's not yours.
Right. And because it's via email, I think that it would, like, say I were to go to my best friend, DK. Hey, Dana, what are two things that I'm really, really good at in the world? And what are things that I'm, like, not so great at? I think that because we have such a great friendship, she'd be a little nervous to be like, ooh, like face to face. In an email, I find that it removes that, like, nervousness for someone to maybe give you an honest answer, because you're not, like, looking at this person's face as you're telling them maybe not something that they wouldn't want to hear. So it's just, it's so brilliant. And I think I'm going to do it. I'm a little scared.
I love it. I love the idea of it. And for me, the big thing is, and if I'm going to say this, if you guys are looking for personal growth, personal development, and you choose to do this path, because mm-hmm. I think it's brilliant, mm-hmm. you're probably going to be
confronted.
But that's the goal.
That's the point.
That's the point.
You don't do self-coaching to just give your ego a stroke.
Don't be mad at the person for answering the question. They're answering the question to help you because you're asking for help.
It also might weed out your friends. If they're like, you know what? I'm so glad you asked. I actually hate you.
Yeah. This is not working for me anymore.
Anyways.
So, Anjit, we're going to introduce him now. We're going to bring him into the podcast, but just a quick Cole's notes. If you've ever heard of Mind Valley,
yeah.
He's the mind behind Mind Valley, which is he's the coach of coaches. If you're looking to get into personal growth, personal development, if you're looking to become a coach, certified coach, he's the coach that coaches the coaches that coach you.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's a drinking
kind
game.
Kind of a big deal.
Every time you say coach, just drink.
No big deal. Kind of a big deal.
Anyways. All right, here we go.
See you soon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a guest today, and I'm so glad we're finally here, because last week we made a big boo-boo and we missed a chord. So we're so excited to speak to Anjit. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. And it's fun to be talking to the laughing couple. I'm hoping for a lot of laughs this morning.
Oh my God, so much pressure. What happens if it's just like very stoic and we just suck the whole episode?
Well,
do you have any jokes?
That would be interesting for everybody that's listening. Guest comes in and the laughing couple doesn't laugh.
You know, it's funny.
We usually laugh at ourselves.
We just watched Finding Nemo, which we hadn't seen in a while. We just watched it with our kids on movie night. And the main character is a clownfish, and they always just assume he's funny. And he's terrible. He's not funny at all.
We're not
now,
saying that.
And now I feel like the clownfish in the room here. So we should be okay. We should be okay. Anjit, can you do us a huge, huge favor? Edification is a really interesting thing. It's hard for a lot of people to talk about, but I think it's very important for our community and our audience to know who you are, what you do, what you're all about. We're super excited about it, but they don't know why we're excited about it yet. And I have a feeling that once you're done introducing yourself properly, that they'll have a pretty good idea of why we're here, why you're here, and how this is going to benefit them.
Absolutely. So my name is Anjit. I'm called Coach Anjit, or Anjit Nawalkar is my full name. I'm a father of two really young, beautiful souls, 2 and 5, married to my wife, Dr. Anita Bhushan. I am a coach by profession. I help businesses and individuals live extraordinary lives and build extraordinary businesses. And at the same point of time, I have helped build a company called Mind Valley Coach, which is basically a coach training company, because after coaching hundreds of companies and hundreds of individuals, I recognized that some of the models that I was using was very, very useful for society at large. And a lot of people were asking the question of how I was able to consistently create such results with individuals and businesses. And so we took that methodology that I had been using, which is based on hundreds of hours of work, study, and of course, a lot of research that I had done. And we modeled it, and we've created certifications programs on that. We certify about 10,000 people a year in different modalities across the field of life, business, nutrition, health and well-being, and hypnotherapy. So that's the summary gist of it. I am somebody who is very much driven by personal transformation. My ideology of life is that we should love and serve as much as we can. And that's what I wake up to every morning. So that's kind of a really short gist of who I am or what I do in the world.
And for people who are watching, because a lot of people watch our podcast, you rock that hat so well. Like, honestly, only some people can rock these hats. I look like I'm churning butter when I wear one of those. But it looks awesome. So I just wanted to tell you a compliment.
Thank you. So I'll tell you a funny story on that. Because of for the past 2 years, for whatever reason, during COVID, we were all doing weird things. And me and my wife really got obsessed with hats. She used to wear them all the time. And I started wearing her hats on calls. And now I'm so recognized with hats that when I go to an event and anybody else is wearing a hat, and especially if they're brown, people would think they're Ajit. And there were so many times they would go, people were calling me Ajit. I don't even look like you. And I'm like, yeah, you do not look like me at all. You're just brown and wear a hat. But hats have become so synonymous to me. It is ridiculous.
I love it.
Quickly branding happens.
And yeah, now I have 100%.
To wear a hat. Now you have to wear the hat. Now you're not edgy if you don't have the hat.
Exactly. And some of those hats are so awesome. Yeah. We have a friend who burns like the designs into the hats. Like, she's a hat maker and they're so beautiful. Like, there's so many things you can do with them. Anyways.
Is there a terminology for a hat maker?
The maker of hats?
Yeah.
Probably.
I bet you there is.
I don't know.
Anyways. So I love that you kind of stepped over Mind Valley. Like, you said Mind Valley as if it was just like this regular kind of company.
Very humble.
It's very humble. Like, and we're okay with, maybe it's hard for you, but we're okay with like leaning into that. Is massive. Mm-hmm. That is a massive, massive company. And if you are not familiar with the educational space and the personal development growth space, would you say humbly that Mind Valley is the largest resource for online educational personal development?
Oh, 100%. There's no doubt about that. We are, it's also because we are global. We are not only limited to America. So we tracked it one time. I think Mind Valley as a group impacts about 20 million people every year. Our membership base is about 200,000 members. And by members, it means people who pay an annual fee to stay connected to our programs. Like I said, we train 10,000 coaches a year. 10,000 coaches. I don't know of any other organization in the world, or I have never heard of any other organization in the world that coaches those many people or trains those many coaches in the world every year. And we've been able to achieve that feat. Mind Valley is about a 20-year-old company, but the coaching company that we have started, Mind Valley Coach, is only about 3 years old.
Now you were the CEO of Mind Valley, however, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
So the coaching company, did you form that in COVID?
So here's how it went. So I joined Mind Valley as an intern in 2008. So in 2008, I was maybe 25 years old or something like that. And I was just going around and looking at opportunities that I could do. And one of the things that I really wanted to learn was how to work the internet, or how do you, because I was born in India. So in India, it wasn't a hot thing. Like, you know, internet was coming, but it wasn't there. We were just getting like faster internet. And so I was just curious about it. And I was like, hey, I need to learn this thing. And somebody told me about this tiny little operation at the time called Mind Valley, because Mind Valley was really small at the time. We were working out of a house, literally. We didn't even have an office. And we had like 10, 15 employees. And so I joined in as an intern. And in the 8 years of relationship from 2008 to 2015, 7 years of relationship, I basically went from an intern to running the company. So I became the CEO of the company in 2014, so in 6 years. And the reason for that was because, of course, it was a newer company, and we had found, I was a catalyst to finding the model of really finding how to attract individuals to come into the organization, take better programs, create big program structures that actually work, and then also to consolidate the brand. Because the first time you might have heard of Mind Valley was probably year 2014, 2015. Mm-hmm. Because before that, we were not one single domain. We were many different websites.
And then so you weren't the CEO.
That was one of the
yet.
Projects that I did. That's the thing that I ran as CEO. But as I was running this marathon in life, where I was just chasing the growth and the career that I so loved, I had a personal crisis in life. Mm-hmm. I had a personal crisis of my relationship had fallen apart with my then partner. I had no relationship really with my parents at the time because I was just so busy all the time and so in the work all the time. I had lost my friendships. We were not connected. We were not interacting as much as I would like to, especially the buddies that I've had for 20 years, 25 years now. So I was in going through the season of life where I was like, yes, I'm so successful, because I was 31, I was CEO of a company that was doing 40 million in revenue at the time, which is insane, right? Mm-hmm. For a 31-year-old, that was never a life I imagined. I never thought I could get that kind of success. And of course, it comes with abundance, right? It's not just that I had a great title. I was also making more money than I ever imagined mm-hmm. in my life.
Shout out to Claritin for sponsoring this episode and providing samples.
Hey, Britt, you remember that summer a while ago I told you that my allergies were really bothering me, suggested we leave the party, but you didn't take me seriously?
In my defense, it was nighttime and I didn't see your face. Fond memory, but why are you bringing this up?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I now have a secret little weapon called Claritin D.
So that's the magic pill that turns you from sneezy to breezy.
Yes, yes. It's like my allergy superhero in a tiny little pill.
Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Designed for serious allergy sufferers like myself, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one little pill that relieves your allergy symptoms and decongests your nose so you can breathe better.
And it's not just any allergy pill, but a fast and powerful one. It starts working in as what, 30 minutes?
No more sneezing, marathons, or feeling like my head's about to be stuck in a balloon.
And everyone around you doesn't have to stand 5 feet away while you're talking.
So I don't sneeze on them?
Quick learner.
But fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away, as you can find Claritin D at your pharmacy counter.
If you want to say goodbye to nasal congestion, runny noses, itchy eyes, ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription.
Visit Claritin.com right now for a discount and start living Claritin clear today.
And remember, only use as directed.
Guys, have you tried the new wellness shots from Good Vibes Juice?
We have, and they're amazing. Perfect for boosting immunity and feeling great.
Good Vibes Juice makes all natural wellness shots with ingredients that support your immune system.
And they honestly taste good. Plus, they're great to have before you feel sick or even to help you recover faster.
It's like having granny's homemade remedy, but conveniently pre-made.
They have three different shots to choose from: Sick Day, Get Well, and Turmeric Daily. The Sick Day shot has echinacea and ginger, known for fighting off colds and boosting immunity.
The Get Well shots feature elderberry, a superfood ingredient that helps increase immunity, and the Turmeric Daily has turmeric and chamomile. My personal favorite is the Turmeric Daily. It has turmeric and chamomile, which for me, having recently turned 40, is great for anti-inflammatory and calming properties.
What's great is that these shots are all natural with no preservatives or additives. You can take them as a shot or mix them with hot water for a soothing tea.
And here's the best part. Visit goodvibes.juice.com and use promo code TLC to get free shipping and 20% off your first order.
That's www.goodvibesjuice.com with promo code TLC. Let's boost our immunity and feel great with Good Vibes Juice.
So I was in the stage where I was like, yes, I'm doing all of this, but I am like, if you take away my work, I would just be deeply unhappy.
Right.
I was happy with the work that I was doing. I was very grateful for it. I was very fulfilled with the tasks at hand, but I was deeply unhappy if you just take that away.
Right.
Right. And that felt not the right way to approach life. And it happened because of some reflection time I got on December 31st, 2014, because we are a global company. We've always been. We have at least 20 to 40 nationalities being represented anytime in the office or people that we work with. Even when it was not a cool thing and we were not doing virtual spaces, little people would come in to just work for the company because we had built such a solid, amazing culture for the company that people just wanted to just work there. Mm-hmm. And so we would get people from around the globe coming in wanting to work at Mindvalley. So at that time, as I was going through this experience in life where I was kind of wondering what's even the point and what's the meaning, mm-hmm. I had to take a stand for myself. I had to take a stand for what do I really stand for as a person, for myself, not for what the world, not for what others would think, what would my mother think, because she definitely didn't have a high opinion of what I did next. But for myself, it's like, what's important to me? Because if I am so deeply unhappy, what's the point of doing anything, mm-hmm. right? Or if I would not feel fulfilled in other areas of life, what's the point? And it's such a oxymoron also in a way, because you're CEO of a personal development company and you are deeply unhappy. Like you're not even doing the things that you kind of I was not creating courses, but still I was listening to them day in, day out. I was hanging out with these people that are phenomenal day in and day out. And I wasn't listening to the message. And I was like, something's off, buddy. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not how you are supposed to approach life. And so I said, the thing that I need to do first is to create space so I can actually dive as to what do I even want? What's my desire? What am I creating? What's the purpose, meaning of life for me? And so I basically first quit Mindvalley as a CEO, and my business partner Vision is a phenomenal human being. So he was just so kind. He was like, absolutely, buddy. If you need space for yourself, that's very important. That is the most important thing in life. Money can come and success can come to you. It's not an issue. Go take the time. If you can give me 6 months, so mm-hmm. that way I can transition back as CEO, because before me was Vision and after me was also Vision as the CEO of the company. So he said, give me some time so I can finish my book. He was writing his first book at the time, and I can transition back into the career. Could you give me that space? And I was like, absolutely. And those 6 months, I basically quit everything. I quit my relationship. I quit not taking care of my health. I basically said, everything that doesn't work for me, I'm going to quit. Hmm. Right. And I will do things that inspire me to find myself. So I started doing things that was scary to me. So I didn't know how to swim, and I would go scuba diving. Right. I was fearful of, heights, like everybody is, or when you're flying in an airplane. So I jumped off an airplane. Right. I went bungee jumping.
Just jumped off. Like,
I mean, skydiving.
No, I'm kidding.
See, well, skydiving, of course. Yeah, skydiving. not just jumped off the plane, yeah. And I still survived without a parachute, without any.
I'm out of here, world.
Yeah, because that's how we do it. But anyway, so
I started doing
things that were really scary for me. And that helped me discover who I am. And it also helped me get introduced to coaches. Mm. Not only from the context of trainers and educators and personal growth authors who had written phenomenal books, but people who had taken learnings from across their life and across from different educations that they've had and so forth, and turned it into a conversation so we can have the most deep, meaningful impact on the person that we're talking to.
It's very impressive. Sorry, no, just cut you off. It's impressive to have somebody at 31 have this like epiphany, I would say, that you have all of the success on paper about your career and you're helping people and like check, 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 check. And then to say like, if I remove this, like what is left? Am I happy? Because I find that you hear those stories when it's like somebody who's 60, retired, their family is gone, their kids are grown. Like, it is very impressive that you were able to kind of remove yourself and kind of unpack that separately and say like, how am I going to change that? And so when you talk about like this continued education that you're teaching your coaches, it's so important. We always speak about like always being in conversation of discovery, because when you become like content in like the negative way, like then you stop learning. And if you feel like you know everything, how are you going to coach somebody if you're not open to discovery? So I just want to commend you for that. That's amazing. And then we also read, I think this is kind of funny, not funny, but interesting. You came from a family of 23. So you were all, that's correct, right? So you're all living in the same house. And you said this was probably one of the first things that you were like, you realized that you really had to carve your own path, because there's 22 other people that are like, well, I'm also here. So in regards to your family, like, were you like, have you always known that you wanted to go this way, or was it like easy? Was it an easy transition? Was your family like, well, maybe you should go this way? Because I think when it comes to coaching, the society has this weird, like, because there are so many life coaches out on social media right now, ranging from like super professional, very successful to like,
Not.
Were they like, yes, go do this? Or did you have like a quote unquote backup? Like, it's so interesting.
So my journey is, there's, if you look at the, and I've of course spent some time thinking about how I got here a little bit, because of all the conversations I've had, and it does pique people's curiosity as to why I choose a career like this. So what I've discovered about my past is, firstly, as much as we had 23 people in the house, I had a really loving family. Like, my parents are a gem of people. They were really kind and caring. My mom used to smack me a lot, but that was very normal in the Indian culture at the time. It probably is still. But apart from that, it wasn't like I was in a, you know, in a very painful environment. I was very well taken care of. And there is a beauty in having, which is hard to recognize when you're in it, but you recognize it when you're not in it, is this beauty when you have a large family, because you feel you're never isolated. You're never lonely.
Right.
Right. So you always help. So, which is also why cultures that are like Asian cultures, which has a strong set of not just the immediate family, but tend to have a strong set of family that is relatives and cousins and everybody comes together, they tend to have, data wise, tend to have less of a loneliness epidemic per se. It's because the culture's trained you to always be connected, right? So just to give you an example, because me and my wife both come from Asian backgrounds, we moved to Austin 3 years ago. We knew one person. If I put a party right now, like just a party and just invited a few of our friends, we would have 100 people at the house. And that's in 3 years. It's not normal. And a lot of people that have been here for 10 years tell us, like, how is it that when we come to your house, we meet always interesting people and there are so many of them, right? And that's because of how we are wired and how we were wired as children. So it's not necessarily a negative thing, but at the same point in time, at the time I was living the experience and for the first half of my life, I thought it was something that I really needed to get out of. And that drove me. So that also speaks to the idea of contentment that you were talking about, is I am wired to not be content. I'm wired to not be content with whatever I have, not in a negative way, but in the inspired way. So I always go, oh, what can I do? Because once I have served me, I go, how do I serve my family? And by family, I don't just mean my parents, but I mean, how can I help my cousins? How can I help my friends? How can I help my colleagues that I've met, right? And that tends to be how I approach life. So if we meet and hang out and we are getting a coffee or anything, most likely it'll be like, tell me about your business. How can I help? Right? That's just my, and I'm not thinking, oh, these are clients or not clients. I don't care. What I really care for is you, right? That's just become my approach in life, which makes it really easy for me to engage with people in that context and container. And that's what has led me to coaching, is because that's a default setting for me at this point, is to be able to say, how do I love and how do I serve? If I love and I serve, it effectively, the best way I can do that is because of the background, my learning, my experience, my uniqueness of looking at things, is if I speak with you for 30 minutes, if I speak with you for an hour, like literally there are businesses of friends that they would go, we are struggling, we don't make money, et cetera. I say, give me 2 hours, your business will be transformed. They, we spend 2 hours, a year later, they have made more money than they ever had.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Right. And that's not, it's not, it sounds braggy and it sounds like I'm trying to like toot my own horn, but that's my uniqueness, right? And that's where I learned that, oh, I can actually change people's lives by maybe not giving them money, but actually talking to them. Like, so I have a uniqueness there. And a lot of us do, because a lot of us have built such competences. We have involved ourselves into environments that we are really capable individuals. We discount it. Right. Now, the whole trend of coaching is interesting, because I think we have partially influenced it because we certify so many coaches, we train so many people. But if you look at the world that we live in, we are about, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we are like 5 billion, 7 billion people in the world. How many people are we in the world?
I think we're about 8 billion people in the world, unless COVID has changed those numbers. But yeah, I think
So let's just say we are 8 billion people in the world, right? To be able... And let's assume that the point of humanity or point of development in humanity is so all of us can live a better life, right? Forget the power, ego, bullshit that sometimes politics brings into our lives, but from a human to human approach. Like if I was to just have a human to human conversation, we took away the power trip and ego and all that shit from people's lives, and we ask, hey, what do you want? Nobody wants to live in a society where one is poor, one is rich, right? We all want everybody should be happy, successful, living a fulfilled version of their life in the way they want to, right? Would you agree generally?
100%.
100%, right? 100%. That's a very human thing to expect, right? So we are 8 billion people. To be able to help 8 billion people live the best version of their life, even if I said there were 1,000 clients per coach, let's say, it would still put me, and my math probably will go awry because I'm trying to divide 1,000 by 8 billion, which in my head, even as an Indian, I don't think I can do a great job at this. But let's assume it's about 800,000 people.
Yeah, that's wild.
Right? Or something in that range, yeah, right?
I think even it's actually 8 million. 8 million to get 8 billion at 1,000.
Even bigger, yeah. 8 million coaches.
I'm an arbitrator, so
we are less than 100,000 coaches in the world.
Right.
Yeah, that's wild.
Right? But it feels busy, and it feels busy for people. And I invite you to do this and try it as a social experiment. The reason why you think there are a lot of life coaches is because you yourself either should be one, and so you're interested in that dialogue. Mm. Or secondly, you're somebody who's interested in personal transformation. Mm-hmm. So what inevitably happens is you end up following people that are talking something that is meaningful to 100%. You.
Yep.
For sure.
Right? That's how the algorithm's set up, right?
Yeah. Well, we have the fortune. We are very fortunate because we do speak to a lot of very inspirational people in that space. And also, like, our phones obviously listen to us, so they show us all of that stuff.
Yeah. But what I'm trying to bring attention to is even your listeners, because of the quality of guests that you bring, they think there are a lot of life coaches in the world. It's not. Mm-hmm. They're actually too few. There's way too few. We have to get so many more coaches in the world for us to have enough meaningful impact for people personally, and also for financial freedom of all these people that become life coaches. So there's enough money to go around. There's enough clients to go around. There is not enough content being produced on life coaching or coaching generally. Mm-hmm. You think it is because of how, like Ryan said, algorithm is set up. Algorithm is set up to show you what you're interested in. That effectively means either you're interested in life coaching or in personal development. So you're getting content for personal development and life coaching. It doesn't mean there's a lot of it.
Brittany and I have come to an epiphany in our marriage. We came to an epiphany, and
Brittany was like, "What is the epiphany?" Yeah,
it's pray tell.
And we had a guest on our podcast, and they used a word, and it changed everything for us. It was a feeling, and now there's a word to describe it. We are in a creationship, not a relationship. The relationship was the past. The creationship is the future. And whenever things aren't working, we don't work on what wasn't working. We acknowledge what isn't working, but then we co-create what outcome we actually want to have in our lives.
The systems we
It's more important for us to be fixated on where we want to go versus where we are and where we were.
Right.
And we got that through coaching, and we got that through personal development and personal growth. And in saying that, as great as it is for us to understand that and to acknowledge that and to lean into that,
it took a while.
The greatest athletes in the world, and I feel like we as a society, we shine a light on athletes, so it's an easy way for me to segue this. The greatest athletes in the world, Tiger Woods, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, all of them have coaches. They have their coaches on the sidelines, but each and every one of them, LeBron James, spends $1 million a year on a coach outside of his coaches. Yeah. And we don't have access to LeBron James money. Most people don't have access to LeBron James money. We think, I don't need a coach. That is a huge, huge mistake I think a lot of people have.
Because people put as, if you're getting exterior help, people are like, well, that must mean I'm weak. That must mean that I'm not doing X, Y, and Z. So they're attaching that, again, stigma of I need help as a bad thing, where personal growth and personal development is anything but weak. It is positive. Can you maybe just tell our community and our audience, if they're looking into this more, whether they want coaching or whether they think that they're going to be a great coach, how can they like reach you? What are the steps that they need to take to go towards this path?
So I'll give you the path. I do want to comment on what you shared, because it's not only athletes, anybody that's successful. Mm-hmm. If you really speak to them. If you get an opportunity to speak to them, you'll find that they either have mentors or coaches.
Right.
Now, they use that interchangeably because sometimes people, like you said, don't have access to coaches. So they would go for a mentor, or they would just, they just didn't understand coaching and they didn't find one. Mm-hmm. Also, a great coach doesn't always have to be expensive. The reason why Michael Jordan has $1 million coach is not because that coach is better than the others. It's because that coach had access to Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Or whoever that is, that LeBron James, LeBron. Whoever you are, yeah. Right? It's because they had access to that person is why they are making that kind of money. It's not because they are better. Because after a point, there is a level that you will achieve in coaching, which is about the same. There's a marginal 1 to 5% difference. And yes, that might mean significant difference in some cases, and that where athletes, high performing athletes come in, but you could find a similar quality coach at a much lower price. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And within the range that you want, because not everybody has access to the wealthy, right? So coaching fees is often determined by the access that you have, not by the quality of coaching that you can provide. Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Got it.
Right. So it's an important distinction. People don't understand it. People think, oh, I can only become a successful coach if I charge $100,000. No, you mm-hmm. could be a very successful coach making $1,000 a client. Mm-hmm. Right. And you could still crush it and you can get great results for these people. You'll just become accessible to a different quality of problems. Right. Right? There's a different quality of problems. Like LeBron James needs to perform. This other coach needs to be able to sort the situation out in 3 minutes because he's about to go on the court. Mm-hmm. Right, different quality of problem versus you have a presentation, but you have 3 hours before that.
Right.
Very different quality of problem. Right? Right. Still working on confidence of the person. Right? Or mindset of the person. Mm-hmm. Anyways, with that being said, a great way to know about us is to, you can go mindvalley.com/certs, C-E-R-T-S. And that would be the place where we list all our certifications. So if you're somebody who is like, hey, I want to become a coach, but I want to know more about coaching, we run schedules. We make it really affordable because we want people to really have access to this information and these toolkits. If you want to find a coach, you can go to mindvalley.com/coach and you will find all the certified coaches with us that you could have access to. You can find it geographically if you want to meet them locally in your neighborhood. Or coaching is such a wonderful thing. You can do it online. So you don't necessarily have to limit yourself with it. If you don't feel either of them is for you right now and you just want to go, hey, I just want to learn more about these ideas that Ajit has, I would invite you to go to coachajit.com/livebigbook. And you can go to that link and you can download a free copy of a book that I wrote recently that is mostly focused on helping you find your passion, purpose, and use it with practicality to create a phenomenal business for yourself. The link, we'll put a clean link on the show notes or wherever this is, because I'm probably saying the link wrong right now. It's easier to type it out. So look for the show notes and my team will send over or might have already sent over that link off a free download of the book.
Perfect. I would say for me, if I can put a little button on this thing with respect to coaching and training and personal growth and personal development, we are living in a time of uncertainty that we've never seen before. You're seeing country by country by country, people within this country. And because of social media, we have access to these conversations, which is beautiful. People are struggling. People are struggling right now more so than they have ever before. The lack of trust with government, the lack of trust with what's going on across the board, even straight to your neighbors. It's a very difficult time to be alive right now. It is. And it's going to continue to be that way unless you do something about it. And it is very difficult when you're in a state of confusion and a mistrust and all of these negative feelings. It's very difficult to look at it and say, I can do something about this, because you feel like it's happening to you, right? It's happening around you and it feels like it's happening to you. But the only real way to make life easier is to do something about it. And I find that if you aren't doing something about it, it's not necessarily because you're not capable. It's because you don't have the tools to get that first step. And for me, coaching, personal growth, personal development is always that next step. And it's like as soon as you take that, things just start to become positive. it starts to like just change. I had a beautiful conversation with an individual yesterday and I spoke with her 4 months ago and she said, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going to go on. I want to start this company, but I'm fearful of starting this company because I don't know where to start. She started it. She did her thing. I talked to her yesterday. She's like, I'm so busy. Mm-hmm. I'm so busy. I'm so surrounded by people who just want my guidance, my whatever it is that I'm offering as a service. And I said, Shannon, you do realize that 4 months ago you didn't know where to start and now you're busy and you created that from nothing. Mm-hmm. Because she just took actions. And what I would say in this situation is actions are hard to take when you don't know what the first action is. And when you don't know what the first action is, it's because you don't have the tools. Someone has those tools. Someone's accessible to you. And someone is literally born and put on this planet because coaching is a calling. I believe coaching is a calling. Like you said, it's a superpower. It's something that you recognize. You know what? I'm just really good at this. It's a calling. You're put on this planet to coach. So there is a coach out there that their life fulfillment is seeing you fulfill in life. And so for me, I would say if you get anything from this conversation, lean into a coach, lean into personal growth, lean into personal development. Mind Valley is a beautiful source of educational content with module-based learnings. Any category that you want, anywhere in the world, no matter what it is you're trying to solve, Mind Valley has a coach who is literally speaking about it. It's an entry point. And then I would say lean into an actual coach. Mm-hmm. And if you have a desire to be a coach, you've had it from the beginning of life, lean into it. Because to your point, there just simply isn't enough coaches out there to help as many people get through what they need to get through. That's what
Thank
I would
you
say.
So much. That's such a beautiful way to end our conversation today, Ryan. Thank you for that.
My pleasure. And thank so you. Thank you for being here. I know your time is limited and valuable. I love what you're doing. I acknowledge you for recognizing where you were in your life, realizing you could do something about it. But the main thing that I want to lean on to with this, with you, you made a choice to impact the world and you've done it at a level that nobody else has ever done. And you're going to continue doing that through your certification. Thank you for the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Because there are a lot of people that need help and you now are a resource for that help. So thank you so much for the work that you're doing and will continue to do.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ryan. Thank you so much, Brittany. It was great talking to you.
Pleasure.
Have a good one.
Take care. I,